politics. And if that's the case, then I think he is the most likely GOP candidate for 2024.
Why, I keep hearing Brian Sandoval's name mentioned as far as a future candidate for some race. Do you have any thoughts on him and what his political future is? He's in higher ed now, but I'm curious what his future might be as a statewide candidate again.
Well, he's a nice guy. You know, I personally like him. I think he made a terrible, 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 terrible mistake with the margin tax. And I don't know that Republicans are ever going to forget that and forget that that happened under his leadership and under his governorship. So I don't know if that dog is going to hunt, but he happens to be a nice guy, and certainly I would choose him over a Democrat.
Indeed. I want to ask you just from a political standpoint, get out the vote seems to be everywhere, not just here in Nevada. They're talking about that same thing. I just saw an Emerson poll showing Raphael Warnock with about a 1-point lead over Herschel Walker. That's going to be a get out the vote sort of deal. Is the way we do get out the vote as Republicans, first of all, how different is it from what we see from Democrats? You talked about the Harry Reid machine. Is there something we need to be doing differently when it comes to get out the vote?
Well, you know, I'm torn. You know, on the one hand, I'm terribly annoyed that, you know, temporary measures that were done during COVID, the Democrats did their best from, you know, California to Nevada to New York to, you know, all across the country to make these emergency measures like universal mail-in ballots the law. I'm very much against that. On the other hand, if it is the law, if those be the rules, if you will, then you got to play and play to win by those rules. You know, so I think there needs to be a dual strategy of, on the one hand, living within the rules that exist within these states and being much more effective at what we all know in reality is ballot harvesting, even though ballot harvesting is supposed to be illegal, it is still done, and it's done in mass. We're going to have to become competitive with that, and we have no alternative but to do that. But I think simultaneous to that, we've got to expose a little bit of history. I mean, our founding fathers, when they created this republic, they did not intend for every Tom, Dick, and Harry, even those that may have a marginal interest in the election and those who are not familiar with the issues, to just vote in mass and to outnumber those that truly give a darn about our elections, know the candidates, know the issues that are being confronted in the election, and then vote. It is not only voting, it is educating yourself and being educated enough to make a qualified vote. And so there has to be a dual war, if you will, a public relations war where we communicate that it is important that we have informed voters that go out to vote, but then also dealing with the rules that we have, grinning and bearing it, and becoming more effective in our GOPD efforts.
We talk about the future, and you can't talk about the future in American politics without bringing up the name Donald J. Trump. What do you view as the future for Trump? He has already announced that he's running for re-election, so to speak. And I guess my question is, what do you think his future is in the Republican Party?
Well, it's funny. I was just talking to my sister-in-law in Florida, and she was telling me how thrilled she is by the leadership of Governor DeSantis, but she's a Trumpster. And she says, look, what we need to do, to turn this country around and put us back on track, it can't just be 4 years. We need, you know, minimum 8 years, maybe closer to 12 to 16 years. So she's supporting Trump, and she's hoping that DeSantis will be his vice presidential candidate. And yeah, 4 years of Trump followed by 8 years of DeSantis. That is, I suspect, the dream of most MAGA-loving Republicans out there and MAGA-loving people, period. I don't know how realistic that is, but that is certainly the dream of some. What we do not want from candidate Trump, the former president, is to go on a, hell hath no fury barnstorm against DeSantis and other Republicans personally. It is okay, look, he's got one hell of a record in his 4 years as president of the United States, particularly when you contrast it with the 2.5 years and by 2024 it'll be 4 years of Joe Biden, So I think that, he's got a hell of a record to talk about. He's got a hell of a thing to talk about, energy independence, about the peace revolution he created for our ally Israel in the Middle East, where you have unprecedented partnerships and relationships between Arab nations that used to view Israel as a pariah, but now have adopted Israel as an ally. That is because of the Abraham Accord led by President Trump. He can talk about the economy and what he was able to accomplish in his years as president of the United States, about national security and the fact that, throughout this entire century, this 21st century, there is only one president that was president of the United States where Russia did not take territory. You know who that president was? Donald Trump. Russia invaded sovereign territory of their neighbors under Bush, under Obama, and under Biden. But they did not do so under President Trump. So he's got one hell of a track record to run on. He doesn't need to go into personal vicious attacks against his fellow Republicans.
That is a big if. If he can do this without getting personal, without the tweet storm, that's going to be really one of the big question marks as far as Donald J. Trump is concerned. More coming up with Nigel Innes. We're going to talk about the future in our state because we've got a legislative session that begins in February. We're also going to talk about new leadership atop the state and a new House agenda because we're going to take the gavel from Nancy Pelosi. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:32, as we check out our conditions on area roadways right now, it doesn't look all that bad on Interstate 15 as you work your way through the resort corridor. There is some construction work going on there on Interstate 15 southbound. That's mainly between Flamingo up to Warm Springs. So there might be a little bit of congestion as you work through there. There's some right shoulder maintenance going on. That's on Interstate 15 southbound at Craig Road. And do watch for workers, vehicles, and crews in that area as they do that shoulder work on 15 south at Craig. And those lane restrictions remain in place on the 515 at Eastern.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by the Score app. The 4-7 Raiders look to extend a two-game winning streak this week when they take on the 6-5 Chargers. L.A. just ahead of Vegas in the AFC West standings. L.A. banged up heading into the contest. They could be without safety Derwin James and cornerback Bryce Callahan. James dealing with a hip injury, Callahan with a groin issue. Wide receiver Mike Williams also sat out practice on Wednesday with an ankle injury. Raiders running back Josh Jacobs was limited at Wednesday's practice with a calf injury. Jacobs named the AFC Offensive Player of the Week after he rushed to a single-game franchise record with 229 yards last Sunday. Tonight's the second game of a four-game road trip for the Vegas Golden Knights. They're at Pittsburgh. Vegas coming off a 3-2 shootout victory over Columbus on Monday. They lead the Pacific Division by 4 points over Seattle. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Great research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one. Here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about.
Just happy to be here.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Missed Black Friday? Dell's Cyber Monday event starts now with deals on powerful business tech. The savings start now with up to 50% off on select business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Cyber Monday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hey, Chuck, I love the fact that I can find out how much I qualify for at Dollar Loan Center even before I need a loan.
And for the rest of the year, it gets even better. It's always free to apply to see how much you qualify for. Even if you don't need the loan right away, it's a great backup to know how much you can get. And we're also throwing in a free week's worth of interest to our new customers.
That's right, free loans for the holidays. Perfect.
Think of it as a free trial period. Our loans are way less expensive than folks would think, and it's a great opportunity to check us out.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, celebrating their 25th anniversary with free loans this holiday season for all new customers. Get up to $5,000 in minutes at one of our over 50 locations, or you can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Always good to have Nigel Ennis on, the civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesperson for the Congress of Racial Equality. We've got a big election, a big U.S. Senate election coming up in Georgia on Tuesday next. This is going to be big, the December 6th runoff, Raphael Warnock against Herschel Walker. Latest polling from Emerson shows it a one-point race. That means it's going to be get out the vote. How do you like this thing? Is this going to be any different than the two special elections we had a couple of years ago?
I'm not sure, Kevin. I would love to be optimistic and say that we've got a new senator in Herschel Walker that will be coming into the Senate. And, you know, even though the Democrats with Kamala Harris tie-breaking vote, in a 50-50 Senate, it was, you know, McConnell, who has proven to be one hell of a tactician when he wants to be against Schumer, could tie the Democrats and Schumer up in knots in committee assignments. You know, with a 50-50 Senate, the tie-breaking vote has no real relevance when it comes to committee assignments. And so Chuck Schumer would have to scare the wealth, if you will, of committee, of important committee assignments with McConnell. And so this Senate race is incredibly important, even though with a Walker victory, the Democrats will still have a voting majority when you consider Senate President Pro Tem, the Vice President of the United States.
Speaking of a voting majority, the new House agenda is going to be up for grabs because January 3rd, the gavel is going to go from the Democrats to the Republicans. What will this new House agenda be? And you know, this is one of those things where we almost have to manage expectations. What can we expect from a House that has a narrow, narrow majority, but it's a majority nonetheless?
Well, it's going to be interesting. We have the choice, if you will, of either, you know, being the investigation caucus, you know, Hunter Biden, and all types of other things like that. But I would caution us on that. I mean, obviously, there's going to have to be some investigations But I think we ought to, you know, be, you know, view history and remember history and remember the Benghazi hearings, and how that did not really work out so well for us. In fact, one can argue that Hillary Clinton came out much stronger after the Benghazi hearing than she, was before, you know, so, I think, you know, whatever investigations we get into, we better make sure we've got chapter and verse evidence, you know, that there was malfeasance on the part of those that we are investigating. I think what the House can do, I mean, obviously there are limits to what the House can do when you have a Democrat Senate and you have a President Biden that will veto. I mean, if we should be successful enough to get legislation passed in the House and actually get it voted on and approved in the United States Senate, there's always Biden in the background that could veto it. So I think what we should do is create a contrast, the contrast between the Democrats and Republicans, and give the American people a choice in 2024. Come out with an agenda that is clear on the economy, that is clear on energy production. This administration has released and signed off on access to drilling at the lowest percentage since World War II of any administration, including Obama's, including Clinton, including Carter's. You know, this administration has been the most energy incompetent administration in recent history. You know, so we could demonstrate to the American people our plan for American domestic energy production and getting back to the energy independence that we had under President Trump. We could talk about what we're going to do for the economy and not just talk about tax cuts, but talk about tax cuts for those that are starting small businesses, that are leveraging their own personal income for small business development. You know, I don't know that I'm so much in favor of tax cuts for Amazon, you know, as I am for, you know, those entrepreneurs, like our local entrepreneur that started SmartWorks. You know, these are the folk that provide jobs. These are the folk that deserve tax relief, if you will. You know, so start a contract there. I think this new marriage, so-called defensive marriage bill that passed the House of Representatives is going to trample on the First Amendment religious freedom of millions of Americans, not just churches, synagogues, mosques, and temples of all types, but against individuals, you know, that believe that marriage is defined by a man and a woman. You know, and if this bill becomes law, and it looks like it's going to become law, you know, that baker in Colorado that was able to not engage in a particular practice that he finds to be immoral will be forced to do so. And so, you know, bring that up, show that contrast, if you will, and come up with an agenda and pass legislation that it's in fact a de facto contract with America, if you will, where you pass a bunch of legislation that either never gets voted on in the Senate, or, you know, if it should by you know, mere miracle, get voted on and passed in the United States Senate, gets vetoed by Biden, and that becomes the platform that Trump, DeSantis, Nikki Haley, whomever the Republican candidate for president in 2024 runs on, says, these popular bills that pass your legislature are being stopped by the Democrat elite. If you bring in a new president, we can make law.
Final 2 minutes. Got to be quick here. We've got a new legislative session coming in February. We have a Republican governor, an assembly, and a state senate that is Democrat. What can we expect? What should the legislative priority for Republicans be?
Well, as you know, we still have a Democrat majority in the Senate and in the Assembly. I think Joe Lombardo has got to get his ink ready so that he can veto some very, very bad and onerous legislation that will be coming through these Democrat chambers. And then on the other side, the Republican caucus can again present bills. They won't get passed, but they can present bills and again give our neighbors in Nevada an opportunity to understand and to see the contrast between their big government prohibitive spending legislation versus our legislation, which is going to help mom and pop small businesses and individuals.
Niger, it's always fun having you on. Thanks so much, my friend. You have a good one. We'll talk again, hopefully before the holidays. In fact, I'm pretty sure we'll talk to you before the holidays. But thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
You too. You take care.
There you go. Niger Innes, a stand-up guy and one of the bright minds in politics in our state. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Wednesdays and Fridays at 6, News 3 takes you beyond the yellow tape with Operation Crime and Justice.
As the population continues to grow, so does crime. And that's where I come in, helping you get answers.
Watch Operation Crime and Justice, Wednesdays and Fridays at 6 on News 3.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, hiring the right lawyer makes all the difference. If you want a lawyer who won't take all your money in the end, call me. Did the other guys promise that? You already know that answer.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveenvywaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared?
That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Will there be a railway strike? A lot of folks still asking that question. John Thune is a senator from South Dakota. He was on Fox last night with an update on this whole railway settlement thing. This is cut number one. John Thune last night on Fox News Channel.
Well, it's not real clear, Sandra. The House has acted, so the legislation is headed toward the Senate. The Democrats in the Senate attempted to hotline a bill, in other words, to expedite its consideration. That has been objected to, and we'll see now as negotiations get underway about what the path forward might be in the Senate. But what I can tell you is there's a lot of consternation among Republicans in the Senate that we're in this position in the first place. Republicans don't believe that this is a role for Congress. This is something that should have been worked out, negotiated, and that the administration, the president, prior to the election, who punted this until after the election, is now trying to get members of Congress to bail him and his administration out for their failure to get this deal done. So there's a lot of conversations still to be held, and how this ultimately gets disposed of in the Senate, I think, is still an open question.
Senator, where do you stand on things? Some of your colleagues have indicated that they will not support what they see as a deal for the union bosses rather than the railroad workers themselves. So are you in favor of it?
Well, I don't want to see a rail strike, a shutdown for sure. But the one thing I will say, and this is something that's a lot of our members are discussing, is the possibility that a one option here would be to extend the cooling off period for 30 days or 60 days or whatever that term would be, to force the parties back to the table to get a deal that everybody could sign off on so that Congress isn't forced to be put in a position. I don't think, to your question about the particulars of the deal, that it's the role of Congress. I certainly am not going to support any amendments that go in and try and micromanage this deal. This is an agreement, obviously, that's been negotiated for the past 3 years between the railroads and the unions, and of course now most lately with the Biden administration's blessing. But I don't think Congress wants to get into the weeds and start negotiating the fine points of these agreements between management and labor.
Question is, will the Senate take this up? They have the votes to bring it up. In fact, they're voting right now on the floor of the United States Senate. They need 60 votes to advance the bill. They've got 76 votes already. So they are going to talk about it. They will eventually vote on the final passage of the bill. But there's a lot of work to be done, and they're saying they want to get it done today. I don't know whether they can or they can't. I don't know if Mitch McConnell can deliver the votes. I don't know if Chuck Schumer can deliver the votes to get this passed and into law. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else has gotten back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Hey, Kevin Wall here for my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December?